now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is it about the running back position then?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Handoff coming left. Touchdown!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Well, Christian McCaffrey got a two-year contract extension, a two-year contract extension averaging $19 million a year. Oof. It still sounds low.
Earlier on the show, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Still to come, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Wide open hour number three. We'll take some phone calls this hour, but we've got a lot to get to on this program as well after we chatted with Albert Breer for darn near a half hour and hour number two, and Jerry Dulac talking about the latest of the Pittsburgh Steelers decisions that they made on their roster and how it's actually coming to fruition right now at the quarterback spot, the running back spot, everything else with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was an hour number one. If you missed anything, hour number three is just getting started. As we mentioned, after that, we re-air on the Roku channel. There's our YouTube page as well, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Subscribe to our channel and check us out right there. Why don't you? There's our podcast as well. All 3 hours, you can listen to it where all podcasts can be acquired. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Rich.
DJ Mikey
up,
D is in D's Nuts.
Mikey, good
this
to see
is
you.
His last day of this week, and then I heard you're out all next week, too, huh?
I'm gone. Yeah, I'll be gone.
Where are you going?
I told you guys, UFL playoff and championship.
Oh, gosh.
Indiana or
something. And that's a week and a half
that's
long?
A whole week.
No, I'm 5 days
week?
This week and then 4 or 5 next week.
Just got to lay the cables, guys.
So you're going to St. Louis and then you're coming back?
And then I'm going to St. Louis again, yes, back and forth.
Just a quick touch-up next week, or you're not coming in here at all next week? I heard you're not here at all next week.
I think maybe one day.
Oh, so you're just showing up.
I'm like Springsteen at the Stone Pony back in the old days.
Okay.
On one night, you know, I come in.
Very good. So, boy, do we have a ton to get to, yeah. TJ, this Woo. Hour. Ton to get to.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we had not heard from Stephon Diggs since the Bills sent him to Houston. And ended his tenure in Buffalo. And the conversation that I have heard about Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen's relationship over the last couple of years, we've kept asking both of them when they've appeared on this program, and the answers that they've given us 100% do not match the rumors and conjecture right. that I have been told, and I don't really bring to this fore because I only talk about rumors and conjecture once a year, and it's what I hear at the Combine. And a lot of what I hear at the Combine has turned out to be, you know, what's the word for it? True.
Maybe my favorite
Not all of it true, though. Not all of it true. But at any rate, Stephon Diggs spoke about his departure from Buffalo.
Oh.
And one would think this is where he can, you know, take his shots if there's shots to take. But, I mean, the high road that he took when talking about his tenure, about leaving the Bills and, you know, and Josh Allen, you know, the altitude was so high, to be honest with you, I think oxygen tanks came down from the ceiling. So this is what he had to say about his departure from Buffalo.
I mean, for me... like, I try not to get too personal, but I kind of felt it was going in that direction. Like, you know, throughout the season, you know, it had some ups and downs, especially after the first 8. We had coaching shifting and different things going different ways, you know, different scheme wise, schematic, and, you know, the ups and downs of it. But for me, I kind of, you know, you kind of feel it in the air a little bit, especially, you know what I'm saying, personal feelings. But for me, when I got traded, obviously, I was, you know, I was happy. I was in a good place. Like I said, I told God to light my path, and here I am. So he makes no mistakes. I'm saying I'm standing firm in that. I'm standing strong. So when I say I've been smiling, I've been smiling.
So that was his story of events, that he got the sense of it. Everybody got the sense of it. Everybody did. And this is what he had to say about his quarterback, Josh Allen.
I feel like he was a intricate piece in my career, because at that point, you know, when I left Minnesota or whatever, I was a good player, you know what I'm saying, but I always felt more for myself. I felt like I was better than that, that I could be better than that. And I kind of, up to that point, I was just like, I'm going to roll the dice and bet on myself, you know what I'm saying? And he sent me to Buffalo. I don't know if they sent me to Buffalo with the most kindest, you know, with the most great intent, but all's well ends well. You know, when I got to Buffalo, Josh is still my guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't really understand what it's like to be out there, you know what I'm saying? And he really embraced me, you know what I'm saying? He kind of had that Southern hospitality, you know what I'm saying? So for me, he embraced me, spent a lot of time, and I probably wouldn't be right here if it wasn't for him, too. So, you know, I got a lot of love for that boy. So y'all give him a hug and a kiss for me.
And that was his walk-off. Y'all got a hug and a kiss for him.
Okay.
Send it to him. Wouldn't be in Houston if it wasn't for Josh Allen, and he wouldn't be, I guess he didn't say, I wouldn't be in Buffalo if it weren't for Case Keenum. I didn't hear that one. Not to send astray Case's way.
He seems to think he was sent to Buffalo.
To get exiled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he was exactly what Josh Allen needed at the very at that time, right? And he's exactly what he was looking to show, is that I can be the number one on a team and take that team to new heights. It's just they didn't break through, and then whatever led to not breaking through, I think, led to a breakdown, and nobody just has any interest in publicly hashing it out. Like, nobody does. So there's that. But now it's just his new role and how he's going to fit in. And certainly with the ability to get another contract based off of this year, how will it play out where Nico Collins gets his and Tank Dell gets his? But you have to sit here and think, as Albert Breer said in the last hour, the team that everybody has consensus on, that he talks to other GMs and coaches and other people who call, you know, the number of times that an information man or woman in our business gets calls from other people saying, what are you hearing? And then the person will say, well, then what are you thinking? And that's the way it goes. That's why I always ask folks who are in the information business, what are you, when you talk to others, what's the consensus on certain subject matters? And the consensus on the subject matter of which team has pressed the most buttons properly to set themselves up for ultimate success this year, he said Houston Texans. And I think adding Diggs to this mix is going to create much havoc on other teams' defenses, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It was already going to be a problem.
You know, and we'll see how Joe Mixon looks here too, right? Because Devin Singletary ran like the wind, you know. And we'll see what Mixon looks like added to this mix, if you will, in Houston with Diggs in that fray here. And, you know, Damian Pierce had an off year for anybody that drafted him in the first round of their draft or second round of their fantasy draft. He's still there.
They got a stacked offense, man.
Noah Brown is terrific. I mean, when he was in Robert Woods, Bobby Trees, he's still there.
Mixon 1,000 yards rushing for the last six seasons. Yep. I mean,
Dalton Schultz with Laramie Tunsil and Shaq Mason, and the line is ready to go.
I mean, that's why you see, if you look at the fantasy rankings, you know, Stroud is a top 3-4 guy right now.
No doubt. No doubt. Certainly based off of last year. Speaking of CJ Stroud, we found out something hotter than his play. And it's his takes. CJ Stroud with, you know, some takes on a podcast he appeared on recently that would make some folks on, you know, FS1 or ESPN blush. Like, go, really?
Oh.
Well, we'll take that and make it a topic bar on our show, as we will right now as well. Because honestly, early June, we're in full-on mode of what can we talk about?
We're hoping somebody says something.
Well, I mean, CJ Stroud had a lot to say in regards to Aaron Rodgers. And let's start with what he had to say on the subject matter of Rodgers' years in Green Bay and how at the time that Rodgers had great teams in Green Bay and only won one, Matthew Stafford was toiling away in Detroit and hardly won a damn thing. And I don't know why Stroud thought to put Stafford on those terrific Rodgers quarterbacked Packers teams, but he did and had this to say about how it would have gone for Green Bay if Stafford was the QB there.
Stafford, hey. Stafford another one, bro.
He
might be up there with Brady and them, bro.
No, come on.
No,
bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Let me go back. Hey, because no, because look, hold on. Before you do all this shit, I'm a student of the game.
About to pass out.
Stafford, a dog.
He is a dog.
No, you don't understand, bro. You saying that. That's all I watch. I don't watch nobody else. I watch Mahomes at times because Mahomes does some stuff that, like, you can't coach. Stafford, dog, he will beat you with the same thing every time. All that no lick stuff, I got that from bruh. Like, look, that's one of my big, like, I'm a fan of his. Like,
if he's a great quarterback,
I be trying to find, bro.
But
like,
it's
we got the same trainers.
Greatness.
I be trying to, like, that's go to where they're working out and just watch.
That's all I'm saying.
Elite,
like, Charles Barkley.
Hold on. If you give Matthew Stafford a chance like Aaron Rodgers, I guarantee he might have had more rings, for sure. I think Matthew Stafford.
Oh, Matthew Stafford had more than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He have another ring problem.
I'd say he had like 3-4.
He might. It's possible.
Yeah, bro.
He good.
I thought for a second when I first heard this, by the way, this is on the $1 million.
$1 million worth of game.
Worth of game podcast.
Gillian Wallow.
Did I pronounce that properly?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You did that right.
Thank you.
Straight out of Philly.
I thought when I first heard it that he thought he was going to say that Stafford would have had more rings than the one he currently has. And then the follow-up, an excellent follow-up, was like, mm-hmm. Oh, more than Rodgers would have had. And he says, yeah.
So he meant if Stafford was the Packers quarterback?
That's what I took. That's what everybody's taken it to mean.
Yeah.
And so then I watched it back. And then I heard him say, hold on, if Stafford was there, he would have had more rings. And I thought, he's saying that Stafford would have won a championship there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the follow-up was like more than what Rodgers would have done. And then he goes, yeah, 3 or 4.
But he's also saying that Stafford was like his guy he looked up to.
Exactly.
So really like
it was
sure.
Like
by the way,
hyping up Stafford.
Him saying that Stafford can sling it is 100% right. You know how I feel about Stafford and how I think he's Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah.
He's Hall of Fame worthy. He's got a ring and he may get another, you know, for the Rams.
He's going to be up there in all time.
What he did last year, he was stupendous last year. But just in case you're wondering if maybe this is being disrespectful of Rodgers and having, you know, something against Rodgers or less than for Rodgers. He had another take later on in this podcast about whose career he would take, Rodgers or Eli.
I ain't talking about Tom Brady. If you had to pick a career to have, I'm going to have Aaron Rodgers' career or I'm going to have Eli Manning's career. Who career are you taking?
You want the rings, dog. You don't want
That's all that matters, mm-hmm. The rings.
Eli got two.
Guess what fans don't celebrate? MVP trophies? We don't give a f*** about that. That's for you, buddy. It's yeah. At your crib.
Yeah, I feel that.
We give a f*** about rings.
Damn.
You play
no, that's
God,
damn.
When you think about it, when y'all playing that game and they all way up there in them booths,
That's all they worrying about, like, right.
Exactly.
They worrying about the rain.
You respect that.
You worrying about one thing.
But we humans,
when
too,
the,
dog.
When the year start. You worrying about one thing.
Super.
CJ, you just won a Super Bowl. Where you want to go? We're going to Disneyland, man. Right. Me and Jake.
No, I'm saying I'm going to the IE.
You go home.
Listen, I think Rodgers would rather have more rings than the one that he currently has, and that's why I think he's still playing in many ways. But, I mean, this is the quintessential rings versus, you know, stats.
If Aaron
argument,
look, I'm
here.
Not a Rodgers defender. If Aaron Rodgers had zero, I'd take Eli's career. But he's got one.
Correct.
And he also has four MVPs. And all the stats.
Right.
And so.
Right. And has had more success regular season.
And I would
season.
Say they've probably made equal amounts of money, you know, takes and his ideologies aside. I would take Aaron Rodgers.
Of course we are. We have to do that. Yeah, that's not part of this conversation.
Yeah, but I'll say this, right? Yeah, Rodgers does have the MVPs and he's got a ring. But I think we all are under the same impression. You win in New York City.
No doubt. Yep.
There is nothing bigger than that. And the fact that you won twice in New York, and the fact that you took out the greatest quarterback of all time to win those rings, like, there's something to be said. That's why Eli's a Hall of Famer. You won in New York. That's top of the food chain right there.
But I'm glad we're also bringing this stuff to light, because I think it comes across as, you know, that Stroud, of course, I think if you're asking, what is he, 22, 23?
Very young guy.
Yeah. Hey, at the beginning of your career, what do you want to have?
He cares about rings.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's because, refreshing, right?
Well, the reason why is
22.
Also, is every kid coming into the NFL now, every kid coming to the NFL right now, is shooting for Brady.
Yeah.
It's shooting for Brady. When Brady came in the league, he was shooting for Montana, and he was shooting for Terry Bradshaw,
even Troy,
right? And he doubled them up.
Yep,
most of them. Okay, doubled them up. So everybody's, of course, they're going to choose rings over MVPs and stats and whatever like that. But we can't sit here and forget how insanely physically talented Aaron Rodgers has been and his entire career. I mean, Eli, basically, he's drafted first overall. And he all he's got to do is supplant Kurt Warner, who had no, you know, tenure in New York and was clearly a placeholder. He'll even tell you that. He knew it. So he had to wait behind Favre. I mean, honestly, we can go on and on and on about this sort of thing. But, you know, of course you want to have rings. But Aaron Rodgers will show up to Canton as a first ballot Hall of Famer with the conversation of one of the most physically gifted and successful quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League. And for all of my friends who root for the Jets, also, Lord football, Lord willing, multiple rings on that front. That said, I would not be surprised if any of this is couched in the direction of Aaron Rodgers as disrespect, or couched by Rodgers in anywhere of the realm of disrespect. And for that, if you are part of that, I would say stay tuned. Halloween night on Amazon.
Oh.
Prime Video. Texans at Jets.
Hey.
It's a thriller that night.
And look at you. See, this guy over there.
Oh, Mike.
It's my last day.
Nice. You know what?
You.
For Thank such you. A thing, I'll even call you a PYT for that.
Thank you, Rich.
You know? As opposed
it's the 40th
to you being,
anniversary of Thriller.
As opposed to you just normally being off the wall. Listen, what more can I do right now?
Wow.
What more can I do?
Keep going. You got one
right
more in you.
Now.
You got one more.
Rich, you want to be starting something now.
No. Okay.
Mike, it's nice for you to chime in with a helpful comment, because normally you're just bad.
Oh, thank you. He's right.
I like this.
Okay.
You know, it's my favorite thing.
Bogman just keeps it black and white all the time.
We've got to stop. We have to stop.
When you really sit back and you start with the man in the mirror.
Guys,
you
know, it's time to beat it to break.
Sorry. That's it. Walk away.
Game time tickets. Make sure you put it on your mobile device near you right now and start buying tickets to anything you want. Any sporting event. Obviously, there's baseball regular season going on right now, the W. Any basketball game in your area, certainly a basketball finals ticket. If you're interested in that sort of thing, Game Time, you have to go there, because not only do you see the all-in pricing before you hit the purchase button, so there's no surprise, not only can you see the view from your seat, so there's no surprise there, but surprise, surprise, prices actually go down on the Game Time app the closer it gets to tip-off. Killer last-minute deals. Take the guesswork right out of buying basketball finals tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH, $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Hey, listen, I know I just turned down my opportunity to say, I'm taking Eli's career over Rodgers' career. And or, you know, hey, we just turned down the opportunity to say, you know, absolutely Stafford would have won 3 out of 4 or more than Rodgers. It's a fun conversation to have on a pod or on a show like this one. But, you know, straight up with you, I mean, who the hell knows? And in saying, you know, I love Stafford, I'm going to denigrate Rodgers. Or to say Rodgers, you know, just had all of these things that happened that Stafford would have had the same problems. You know?
Yeah, the Packers teams, let's be honest, if we do really break it down, they weren't built to win in the cold in January during Rodgers' later years. And that's kind of what faulted them.
You know?
And Stafford would have ran into those same issues.
Is the hands team that didn't get an onside kick in Seattle would have happened to Stafford as much as it did to Rodgers.
Stafford would have got Kaepernick just like Rodgers' team did.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's on and on.
And by the way, the Rodgers that has shown up in Los Angeles might not have been the Rodgers ready to win in. The Stafford that showed up here in Los Angeles might not have been the Stafford ready to win in Green Bay at the time either.
Right. So, you know.
Or Rodgers, you know, blew it and Stafford could have actually won.
It feels like Aaron probably should have one more.
There's no question about it. That's and if he doesn't get one more, that'll be part of the conversation going into Canton. But why the hell should he care? I know he does.
Stafford was never going to get one in Detroit. He feels like he did great by kind of overachieving, getting one with the Rams.
And this is too reasonable. One-on-one. At this point in time, we have to go to break.
Hey, do you guys remember the time that?
All right, very good.
Nice.
Had to get one more in. Had to just jam one more in. Power rankings way too soon in June coming up. Man, the Hoops Finals are right around the corner. How cool would it be to go to one of those games? You might even be thinking that right now. And if you are, I've got the solution for you. Game Time makes getting finals tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. You get killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, meaning no surprises on the final cost. Views from your seat, which means no surprises on your view of the court. The lowest price guarantees also there from Game Time, which takes the guesswork completely out of buying basketball tickets, certainly when it's the biggest event around for hoops, the finals. Take the guesswork straight out. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by or just tweet out bad stats about Micah Parsons apropos of nothing.
Being a bit of a
in the middle of the first segment of our show, factual, as Chris Brockman did.
We were talking about Micah Parsons.
And I'm the one who's accused of trolling on the, well, the Dallas Cowboys.
Both things can and are true in this situation, though. You know, like you can be a troll and he is trolling.
Man, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, being all in and not giving contract extensions out to or renegotiating contracts any right now. I mean, and how many times I'm sitting here and saying, we know Dak has got to be extended because you could potentially lose him after this year. And you could also create the cap space to maybe sign the two other guys that you know you got to sign, CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons. But then again, Dak might be the guy that, of all of those three, that you need to see something in the playoffs before you pay him, despite Chris Brockman throwing up a tweet at 9:16 a.m. Pacific time.
I waited until we went to break.
Right. You were focused.
He failed to mention his 40 and a half career sacks.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it was just and like through, you know, one, one sack in four playoff games.
What do the 40 have to do with winning a game in the postseason?
Excuse me. Maybe it's got to do with the other guys on defense not performing well enough and double teams are difficult to
triple teams
to get through. Yeah. Maybe it's not a Micah thing.
Great.
Maybe
perform in the playoffs.
Well, we all know what I'm saying is that it does appear, in my estimation, two of those three are going to get a contract with the Dallas Cowboys. Micah, you're not letting walk, and you're not letting CeeDee walk. You're going to let Dak walk? You're playing with fire. One guy who's definitely not getting a contract extension right now, if ever, is Mike McCarthy. And how do you coach a team when folks in that locker room know coach could be gone? Now, you might sit here and say, well, then they'll play hard for you. What happens if you start 5-3, 3-5? I don't know. But it's also not the most difficult thing that is on a head coach's mind or plate when they're not given a contract extension going into their final year, but still kept. Here's Mike McCarthy on having this contractual conundrum in his all-in season.
I think you can throw the contract part. I think to decide. Those conversations. You know, and it's not. It wasn't easy. I mean, no one wants to be on a 1 year contract. We all understand that, and you know the emotion of you know what that does to you know your family and so forth.
Yeah, your family. Honestly, sometimes I'll get questions at home like, so have you heard about something, you know, and it's like 2 weeks from now. What's your schedule 2 weeks from now? You know, it'll be like, you know, because we're planning stuff out with kids going to camp and stuff like that sort of thing. And you know, what's happening in 10 days? Do you know if you're going to that thing? Do you know if we're going to that thing? And, you know, I'll ask that of Susie sometimes with her schedule. You imagine you're going home and you don't even know if you got something. If you're going to be living in that area in 7 months,
kind of what you sign up for.
I know. I understand that's part of the coaching experience, yeah. And I understand there are many people within the sound of our voices right now who are dealing with that in a job that isn't as well paid as being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I get it, but it is something to just keep in mind and consider. That coaching life, man. I don't know. That soundbite just kind of jumped out and hit me. Just want to point that out and see how that works.
He's also won a lot of games, so it's a pretty disrespectful how he's being treated.
But
to my own point, the
way
playoffs.
And this is one of the storylines, and we will be discussing it all June, all July, and August, and then the games get started in September and all the way through to the end of the Cowboys season, which for your sake, sir, I hope is a confetti-laden moment in New Orleans.
I mean, it probably won't be, but you know, I'll keep hope alive.
Okay.
And we heard from Nick Sirianni earlier on the show today, looming over this whole NFL season is Bill Belichick.
I get it. Yep. I understand it. But the way Jerry Jones handled and is handling the one and done at the hands of the Green Bay Packers last year is 100% one of the top storylines entering the 2024 NFL season, and the one that will have a season-long storyline arc, especially even if the Dallas Cowboys have like a 12-13 regular season, a 13-win regular season.
Well, let me tell you, Rich.
It'll be what happens in January.
Will. We're not going to have a 13-win
season. Okay, so then you'll have what, a 14?
Maybe 16.
Got it. It's one of the storylines and one of the wildest, and not just for this season, of any of the seasons that I've been part of since NFL Network's creation 21 years ago, which happened in large part to Jerry Jones's stewardship. And Pat Bowlen's and Bob Kraft's and
all them.
Paul Tagliabue's and Roger Goodell's and so on and so forth.
Every year becomes the most interesting and wild football season of all time.
Certainly involving the Dallas Cowboys. And in terms of being able to predict who's going to win and who's going to lose, or who's going to be excellent and who's going to be doing that on June 5th is nuts.
No, it's great.
It's positively nuts.
Great. Well, what else?
Let's go.
But it's a Wednesday.
Yeah. You know what that means.
And it means it's time for an actual power rankings. You know, when I've been doing power rankings on Wednesday, I've been just kind of having my fun with other subject matters other
topics
than the one that I normally associate with the power rankings, which is ranking the NFL teams in terms of their power and their success rate and their ability to win. So it's now time for my way too early in June power rankings. Hit it. Power rankings. All right, I should call it the way too soon in June.
Way too soon in June.
Way too soon, dumbass.
The way too soon in June, dumbass power rankings.
Yes.
Because, by the way, you guys are going to railbird this and start screaming and yelling.
It's about to happen.
It's about to happen. Because right now, there's so much optimism, and we don't know. And on top of it, you know, the 10th spot could be filled by anybody. Virtually anybody.
Honest question. How many teams right now think they can win the Super Bowl?
I think at least 2/3 of the NFL thinks that right
25?
Now.
25?
All of them should think that today. What else are you doing?
No, I understand that.
Being realistic.
Like heart of hearts?
Yeah, heart of hearts. How many teams think they can win the Super Bowl?
I think 2/3 of the league feel that way right now. And maybe they're right. Because worst to first, I mean, magic carpet rides are frequent.
Yeah.
So I'm choosing number 10 on this list right now. A team that looked really strong. They did lose an all-time great, however. But I just love how young they were last year and how good they were being young last year with a veteran hand at quarterback who hopefully will be very happy by the end of this summer to get a deal. And they also drafted one of my favorite Michigan Wolverines of all time. I'm putting the Los Angeles Rams 10th on this list. They are in my top 10.
I don't hate that.
I kind of dig Stafford still.
I don't
still.
Hate it. But you that know, means you got two NFC West teams.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Think about this. At this point last
year. I'm putting the Rams here.
My man over here was thinking that the Rams, they were just.
I was not alone.
You and I, by the way, were not alone. Oh, sir. You were not on an island. That island was very full.
It had some occupants.
Oh, yeah. But what they did last year was incredibly impressive.
It was really impressive.
And they gave the Lions all they could handle. And I can't wait for that season opener on Sunday night.
As a season ticket holder, I'm inspired.
Okay, you guys, stop.
I'm inspired.
Number 10. All right, so you checkmarked
that. I kind of like that one. Yeah, I kind of like that one.
Number 9 on this list is a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. And they had it all last year. And they've got a ton of players. But I just can't get past the way that they've handled their entire offseason. I'm putting your Cowboys ninth.
Okay.
I'm putting your Cowboys ninth in the same way that Jerry's all in on needing to see stuff. I got to see stuff. But I still think they're very talented at the right spots. Okay. And I need to see who is going to run the football and how are they going to handle the all-in season pressure. So I got the Cowboys ninth. And
how about him, Cowboys?
I will tell you this. It's the only NFC East team on my power rankings.
That makes sense. Okay. Which leads me to
number eight.
Was there a two East?
It leads me to number eight, the only AFC East team on my power rankings list, and it is the New York Jets.
Whoa.
Seems like a bit of a homer pick.
This team is stacked.
Greeny on line two.
It is not Greeny on line two. I'm not wearing a Jets jersey, okay?
Yeah.
I am ready to admit, and I think everyone else should, that this is a very talented, young, talented team that addressed their glaring issue up front significantly by draft and by free agency. And if it's the biggest if of the season, if Aaron Rodgers shows up like the Aaron Rodgers the Jets got from Green Bay, then all bets are truly off, man. They still, I can't believe they weren't even like they weren't like 5-12 last year. You know, they were 7-10. So I'm putting them eighth on the power rankings list, and you bet they are my only AFC East team on this list.
Wow.
Number seven.
That is.
Number seven.
Bold God.
They did something on this day that they haven't done since 1999, which is extend a coach and general manager together. Ooh. for they haven't done it. They have not extended a regime. The Cleveland Browns are set, guys, if Deshaun Watson can show up and show out. And I'm putting them on this list, guys. Because they are stout, they are physical, and they are deep. And I just, there's a lot I need to see, but I'm just going to put them on my list here at seven, right here. And certainly, since you know I love the Bengals, this team beats the Bengals in the same way that Burrow has a winning record against Mahomes. They beat Burrow. And they also, in Watson's last game, they went into Baltimore and beat the Ravens. There's a lot to like about the Browns, man.
Five of the remaining teams are. I'm trying to figure out who the one is.
Number six.
Well, you know who the one is.
Number six. This is the team that messed up Dallas's world. And Jordan Love taking a step forward.
Whoa,
I'm putting the Packers six.
Whoa.
I'm putting the Packers six. I do need to see what Josh Jacobs is going to do that Aaron Jones apparently wasn't able to provide them anymore.
Josh Jacobs.
Younger, runs harder.
I guess, maybe. But these receivers, you know, keep them. Don't draft them in the leagues that we're in together. Save them for me. I'm going to stick one of them on my team, like seventh, eighth, ninth round.
No doubt.
Okay. And
try to snake Love kind of late.
I like the Packers, man. I just like them a lot. They've got an outstanding coach. Outstanding. So I'm putting the Packers six. Number five, let's get to my top five of my way too soon in June power rankings. I'm putting the Houston Texans I'm putting the Houston Texans here. The moves that they made. Stephon Diggs, Daniil Hunter. I mean, Al Shaair on defense too, just to name three.
The hell going on?
Let's see. Let's see if C.J. Stroud's hot play can match the heat of his takes. So they're number five. Number four on my way too soon in June power rankings, your Detroit Lions. Sitting there at four. Dan Campbell. Do you hear he said they're going to add a fullback, even though they don't have a fullback on the team? They're looking at tight ends on the roster to play that role just to see, because they want you to declare on defense.
Right.
You know, and you can kind of do that with their fullback play. Okay. They kept their offensive coordinator, or he stayed. I mean, they got it all working, man. They got it all working. They're number four in my power rankings.
All right, top three.
Number three.
Where are you going here?
I'm going Baltimore.
Okay.
Derrick Henry
I think that's pretty good.
One of my sons, Kyle Hamilton. He doesn't know it, but I keep calling him that.
Oh, he knows. We told
him. They're number three on this list. Now, top two are the Super Bowl winners the Super Bowl contenders from last year. Okay.
But in what order?
The ones who played. In what order? And I'm going to do this.
I think he's going hot.
I'm going to do this.
He's going hot.
Just to give you in advance of what we're going to hear over the next few weeks and when toe meets ball.
Here we go. Right.
We're going to be hearing.
Here we go.
If Rashee Rice only didn't speed, okay?
They've got a lot of stuff going on there.
And what, you know, everything else going on there with Harrison Butker and all this sort of business. All right.
Defensive lineman.
But L'Jarius Sneed's not there anymore. So defensively, things are a little bit dicey. You're going to be seeing that and hearing that.
But
and that's why I'm putting the Chiefs too here.
Dude,
the Niners are just the Niners have it, it's they're
they have the best roster. They've in
got
football.
They yeah. got talent yeah. everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. And so and they also took the Chiefs to overtime last year.
They were this close.
They were that close.
Well, had we been playing, you know, horseshoes or hand grenades,
understood. No. I'm not taking anything away.
No, I was just telling.
I'm not taking anything away. But that's my way too soon in June power rankings.
Okay.
The National Football League.
I like.
I don't hate your rankings.
You want to go to break, and I can critique this after, or
go for it.
Four-time defending AFC East champ Buffalo, not on the list.
Correct, nor the Dolphins.
Dolphins, not on the list. Five. The quarterback maybe you love the most in the league, Joe Burrow, not on the list.
Correct.
Let's see, your favorite coach probably in NFL history, college coaching history, Jim Harbaugh.
Only one AFC West team.
On the list.
Only one NFC East team.
One of your sons not on the list, Baker Mayfield.
No NFC South teams on the list.
No South team. The Falcons probably got a better path to win their division than the Jets.
Who are you taking off the list for the
Chicago
Falcons?
Bears. Stop. Not on the list.
Now you got to stop. Because now you have to take someone off the list.
I mean, you could make the case that Jets and Browns shouldn't be on the list.
Why the Browns?
Make the case the Rams shouldn't be on the list.
No, I know. You could change any number 10 out for anybody.
I would say Cowboys maybe should be a little bit higher.
Then who? The team that bounced them, one and done?
They should be higher than the Browns, I think.
I guess we'll see week one with Brady in the booth.
We'll see.
I don't think I'm too high on the Browns, guys. Just got to get out of your head that they're the Browns. You got to get it out of your head.
Well, if that were the case, we wouldn't be high on them either, though.
We haven't seen it from their quarterback in a very long time.
I understand it. I mean, that's why it's way too soon in June.
Quarterback, important position. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised. But, I mean, the top six, I think, is very strong. I might have had Texans over Lions.
Okay. We'll take a break here on Rich Eisen Show. And my best case scenarios for all teams in the AFC North.
That's still the cut.
That's right, baby. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe from metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees, and the Weber Works Prep Cook and Store system keeps cooking supplies handy. You can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
We can go home now.
Yes, we can, right? All right. We have housekeeping. Who knew?
Housekeeping.
Who knew?
It's mind-blowing.
It is indeed. It's time for the AFC North edition of the best case scenarios. Hit it.
Best case scenario for each NFL team.
And let's give you the best case scenario for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Steelers.
Russell Wilson returns to Pro Bowl form. He's cooking.
Here we go.
Fields, he gets out there with a dominant package. Justin Fields' package is dominant.
Yes.
TJ Watt wins Defensive Player of the Year. That one's for you, JJ. And the Coach of the Year finalist is Mike Tomlin, which means everybody in Pittsburgh is like, yeah, we have a good coach here, huh? We're not going to be burning up phone lines 24/7 trying to get him fired.
We're not going to apologize for winning.
Because guess what they do? They eliminate the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. They're the ones who personally end the possible three-peat, and they win the Super Bowl.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need to.
That's right. That's the best case scenario for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So good.
Best case scenario for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson returns to his form. He's a finalist for the most valuable player.
Okay.
Nick Chubb wins comeback player of the year.
That would be nice.
And then Myles Garrett leads the league in sacks. Again, I'm not going defensive player of the year. That's for you, JJ. And guess what? They win the division. First time since 1989, they win their division.
The number.
And they're the ones who eliminate the Chiefs. And it does. Deshaun Watson, let's say he goes up by like 24, holds on to that lead in Arrowhead, and wins the Super Bowl.
Oh, my.
The Browns get their Super Bowl.
Wow. Down to Armageddon.
I'm telling you, you think the Browns can't win the Super Bowl this year as a best case scenario, you got to check yourself.
Wow.
Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow wins the most valuable player. Which would put him in a maybe comeback player of the year candidate, but he's going to be so good. He's going to be so good. They're like, let's leave that for somebody else. He wins MVP. Jamar Chase wins offensive player of the year. Chase Brown finishes top five in scrimmage yards. Everything that they hope for with this kid coming out of Illinois last year, showing some burst, he fills in for... Not as it fills in. He takes over the Joe Mixon's role and betters it. Hendrickson and Higgins, who are demanding trades, they're somehow happy. They win the division. They're the ones who eliminate the Chiefs. And they win the Super Bowl. That's the Cincinnati Bengals' best case scenario right there.
Get them out of here. You don't live in Cleveland.
Look at you with that drop. All right. And then the Baltimore Ravens, their best case scenario. Lamar does what Aaron Rodgers was the last to do. Back-to-back MVP. Kyle Hamilton is a Defensive Player of the Year finalist. The only reason why I'm not giving him the Defensive Player of the Year award is they don't usually award that to folks who play his position. Usually it's somebody who rushes the passer, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like in the same way MVP is a quarterback-driven award. Yeah. This is a sack-driven award, usually.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry wins the rushing title. He is the number one rusher in the National Football League, the most yards at the position. Mark Andrews plays all 17. He stays healthy. And they eliminate the Chiefs, and they win the Super Bowl. And of all places, the spot where they won the Super Bowl with John Harbaugh, New Orleans. And there's no blackout.
Oh.
And that's the best case scenario for the Baltimore Ravens. Nice.
Okay.
The 2024 season. First division we've done, I've done six now, where everybody's best case scenario is winning the Super Bowl. which is my way of also backing up my thought that this is the toughest division in the NFL going into 2024. And I have I don't mean to put the Ziggy on this division, because last year we all thought it had to be the AFC East, and the year before that it had to be the AFC West.
Right.
And neither was the case.
Well, last year at one point, TJ, you speculated that all four North teams could make the playoffs, and it looked kind of likely.
From the AFC North.
Yeah,
we were in like week 11.
All three wild card teams would come from that division.
Yeah, that was close.
Fun show, everybody.
Hey.
Fun show. Certainly a great show in which I only had one cup of coffee, and the new shirt I bought was totally unsuitable to be on television because it strobed. And I found a sweater. It was a last-minute curveball. I fought through it.
I know that now.
Look at him.
Drop happy out the door.
But he's spot dimes. He's nailed all of them.
That's it. It's a walk away.
Well done, Mike. You can head off to St. Louis, head held high.
Have fun. Man,
that arch. Pizza at my apartment when I get home.
All right.
Every story eventually comes to an end. This June, hear the final episode of season 2 of the hit podcast series, In the Red Clay. Durham. In the Red Clay tells the unbelievable true story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history. In the podcast that people are calling riveting, incredibly moving, captivating, and addicting. Binge seasons 1 and 2 of In the Red Clay now, wherever you listen.